Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Before I continue on in the teaching I've been sharing about the New Covenant, I would like to make a special announcement for revival services that I'll be ministering in along with some ministry friends. And these revival services are occurring on the Hoopa Reservation. That's about an hour from Eureka in Northern California. The service dates are Thursday through Sunday. That's this week. That's May 1st through May 4th, and service begins every evening at 7 p.m. They'll be held at the Lighthouse Gospel Church, where Pastor Chopsy Moonhorn is pastor. That address is Highway 96, Shoemaker Road in Hoopa, and the zip code is 95546. Pastor Chopsy's phone number is, as contact information in case you are in the area and would like to attend these services, the area code is 530-625-4771. The reason I share this, it's been a while since I've been in services and meetings, and I know this particular broadcast that I'm on goes past the Canadian border. And so if there is anyone that should be interested, you may contact Pastor Chopsy at area code 530-625-4771. Jim and Debbie Erickson will accompany me. Debbie used to lead worship for us when we had services at the Hilton. They were with me 2 years ago, but also, most importantly, we're very excited, Pastors Hill and Elena Smith of Duck Valley are joining me. Now, Pastor Hilliard is a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians from Cherokee, North Carolina, and Sister Elena is a member of the Shoshone Paiute Tribes of Duck Valley Indian Reservation in Owyhee, Nevada. They've had a long and anointed ministry together. They were pastors on the Cherokee, Shoshone Paiute, Coeur d'Alene, and Nez Perce Indian reservations. They taught Bible school for several years at the North American Missionary Evangelistic Center in Tohola, Washington. They are current pastors of the New Life Revival Center. They've been pastors there for 12 years at Duck Valley. That's where I met them. And they, for approximately 18 years, they've established, pastored, and overseen the Native American Missionary Evangelistic Outreach in Lapway, Idaho. They've traveled and ministers extensively as evangelists to many different Indian reservations, including Alaska, the Hawaiian Islands, seven provinces in Canada, in the Yukon and Northwest Territories. They were in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario. They operated a gospel tent ministry in revivals and camp meetings in the northwestern states of Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, North and South Dakota. And internationally, they went on several missionary trips to the Philippine Islands, to Tokyo, Japan, to South Korea, to Taiwan, to Guam, to the West Indian Islands, Belize, Guatemala, Mexico. They've been to Central America and Germany and Austria and Ukraine in Europe. So they have a strong apostolic and prophetic ministry. These are seasoned ministers, and we have just worked together, enjoyed working together in the Spirit of the Lord, and I know there's going to be a powerful outpouring anointing of God's Spirit. So I just wanted to share that with you as a very special event that's coming up this week. That's Thursday through Sunday, May 1st through 4th at 7 p.m. at the Lighthouse Gospel Church on the Hoopa Reservation. Praise God. And And for those, of course, if you can attend, please do be praying for souls to be saved and a mighty move of the Spirit of God. Well, I've been sharing this week on the importance of the new covenant, what Jesus has done for us. And there are four highlights of the new covenant that I'd like to share with you. There's the commandment of love, the role of the Holy Spirit, the union of God and man, and the name of Jesus. In Acts, the third chapter, verse 6, there's a wonderful miracle that is noted, and that is the healing of the lame man. Now, Jesus, think about this, in his ministry, he probably passed by this lame man on a daily basis. In verse 2, what does the word say? It says, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Peter and John were going together into the temple at the hour of prayer. The lame man was at the gate Beautiful, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Beloved, the anointing of God has nothing to do with money, nothing to do with silver or gold. And if you follow the Lord's leading, you'll enter into the realm of the supernatural. As in this case, obviously you don't have to be rich in terms of this world's goods to move in the gifts or to be used of God. If you develop your faith in the name of Jesus, you'll be able to help people. You can't give anything unless you've got it. Listen to what Peter said, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Praise God. So, beloved, we've been given a tremendous privilege to be able to use the name of Jesus. And also, I just want to mention this, the anointing is not the fourth person of the Trinity. The Holy Ghost is not a feeling. He's not an it. He's a person, the sacred triune, a third person of the triune Godhead. I remember back in when I was in Bible college, the instructor said, how many of you would like to see a move of the Holy Spirit? Then he stepped sideways. What was the point of that? Well, it was humorous, but it was indicate that the Holy Spirit dwells within each believer. That's why if we will lay hold of this truth, that we can do those greater works that Jesus said we would. Now, as we look at the Old Covenant, there was a tabernacle, wasn't there? And the wood was overlaid with purest gold. And remember the candlestick? There were no dimensions on the candlestick, which represents the Holy Spirit. Man is where the wick or the flame is. So the role of the Holy Spirit in the new covenant, he is within us, and then he also comes upon us as the anointing. In John, the 14th chapter, verses 16 through 17, these are the words of Jesus. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise God. And he spoke to them when they were not yet saved or filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me share a few other scriptures. John 15:26 declares, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 16:7 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you, it's good, he's saying, that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. The Holy Ghost testifies, talks about Jesus. He will never lead a believer to lie or to do something immoral. Verse 8 through 11 says, "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince, the devil of this world, is judged." Note, judgment. When the devil starts messing with you, beloved, you listen to him, well, you can be judged. And we don't want that. God has given us freedom and deliverance from every work of the enemy. Praise God. So what is the role of the Holy Spirit in the new covenant? Well, the Holy Spirit, first of all, we have to see his role in the life of Jesus. He led the Messiah, the Son of God. In fact, in Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 1, remember Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan? Then it says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." That was not an accident. That was the Holy Spirit leading Jesus to go there for 40 days and 40 nights. And then we know in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, Paul devotes quite a bit of time talking about how the Holy Spirit distributes all the gifts as he wills. And then in Acts 13 and 2, we see that the Holy Spirit commissions individuals into the work of the ministry. In that particular verse, the word says, "As they ministered to the Lord, there were certain prophets and teachers at Antioch, and as they fasted, the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.'" And we also know that the Holy Spirit appoints pastors over the local church. Acts 20 and 28 says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves, unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Note that word, feed. It's the verb for the noun pastor. The pastor is the highest rank of minister in the local body. Well, I need to stop here and we'll continue right on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in. If you have prayer requests, the announcer is going to give you our contact information, and I'd love the privilege of being able to pray with you as a partner in prayer. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,